Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
And this, I have a 6ABC report here we're going to play for you. This happened in Wilmington, Delaware. All right? Wilmington, Delaware, a bastion, as you know, of white supremacy and neo-Nazis. Wilmington, Delaware, where Joe Biden grew up on the streets of Wilmington, is the only white guy in the city. Come on, Rev. Well, this happened. Take a listen.
Home Depot says it is investigating after a customer found a noose hanging in a Wilmington store. These are the images posted by Lonnie Flowers this past Friday after she says she found the rope fashioned into a noose inside the store on Miller Road. Flowers said a store manager initially refused to respond when she and her sister made the store aware of what they found. In an interview with Action News today, Flowers said she was disheartened by the manager's response and crushed by what she calls an act of hate in her community.
When you see it on TV, a movie, you read about it, but to reach out and touch it and see it with your own eyes, it's hurtful. It's hurtful. It can turn into rage.
Now, in a statement today, Home Depot says the company is, quote, appalled and disturbed by the incident and has notified law enforcement. The chain, though, has not yet confirmed if there's any surveillance video that may identify whoever left that noose behind.
All right. Now, my question is this. How long until we figure out this is a Fugazi? Will it be before the end of the show, before the end of the day, or before the end of the week? What's the answer?
Hopefully it's resolved before the day ends.
Before the day ends.
Yeah.
Now, she sounds sincere. I'm not accusing her of making it up. She probably just saw it. But the idea that somebody decided, some white supremacist thought, I'm going to go to Home Depot and leave a noose just randomly hanging out in the aisle. I'm not buying it, man. I'm not buying it. First of all, if somebody who worked at Home Depot and in Wilmington, I assume you have some black employees there. I assume they're probably big guys because a lot of big guys work at Home Depot.
Yes.
And caught you with a noose in the aisle trying to display it, you would have your little neo-Nazi ass handed to you. And I don't think anybody would want to be put in that position.
Yeah.
Right?
Plus, it's Home Depot. They have rope. You know what I mean? It's not a...
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff all over the place.
Here's what's going to come out. I bet you somebody was trying to do a knot, a rope knot, and screwed it up and threw it back on the shelf and said, forget about it.
Yes.
That's probably what it's going to come out to be. And somebody will come forward and go, actually, I was just trying to tie a knot. I couldn't do it, so I just put the rope back.
Well, let's hope.
Can you imagine?
I guarantee that's what it's going to be.
Yep.
Okay, let's play this scenario out. Bunch of white supremacists are sitting around going, you know what we need to do? We need to leave a noose in Home Depot, in an aisle, to send a message that... What's the message exactly? That white supremacists go to Lowe's? What's the message? I don't quite follow what the ultimate goal here would be.
White supremacists prefer Lowe's.
I'm trying to understand what the message would be.
You know, the problem with this is like what social media. This lady seems like a sincere person.
Yeah.
So it has people so uptight that, you know, she sees this and is upset about it. And you hope that they look at the surveillance video, track it down, and can come up with, hopefully, an explanation so that she understands, you know, for her comfort.
Absolutely, because I don't want anyone to be afraid. The problem is that most of these attacks, 99% of them have turned out to be hoaxes.
Yes.
Or things that, you know, they saw a noose in a tree. Was it shoelace that some kid threw up there? It's not what it turns out to be, but this story gets major news because noose in Home Depot is a huge headline. And of course, look, I understand there are some people who are going to see that and be scared by it because they're going to believe it's real and they're going to hear the media talk about the rise of hate and the rise of hate crimes. It's not true. Trump's
America.
There is no rise in hate crimes. It's actually the lowest time now than ever before in terms of hate crimes, but there's a lot of hate hoaxes out there. Unless the new line of my new fake hate crime brand. We want to make it easy for guys like Jesse Smollett. So
sure.
You make prefabbed nooses,
yes.
Prefabbed bleach, prefabbed, you know what I mean?
Yes.
If you're going to do a fake hate crime against yourself, you shouldn't have to go through a lot of trouble. So perhaps it's just that.
Perhaps.
Some guy comes out and goes, whoa, I'm just trying to help the Jesse Smollett's of the world. You know, if the guy can't tie a noose properly, we want to make sure he's able to do his Fugazi hate crime. No, this will be like the, all the checks, the waitress checks.
Yes.
You know, I'm not tipping you because you're black or
yes.
Something like that.
Never
all
true.
Yeah, I don't like gay people. You served me the entire, think about this now, that one that says like, I don't like gay people, so I'm not tipping you. Remember that?
Yes.
Let's go with this logic now. I'm allowing your gay hands to touch the plate that has my food and your gay hands to touch my drinks. And I'll have pleasant conversation with you, but I won't give you a tip because I disapprove of your lifestyle. Like, who believes that?
Nobody.
Nobody believes that. If you really are that kind of person that you are so vile against gay people, you're going to get up and leave, or you're not going in there in the first place because you are a crazy person. Let's be honest, and probably not going out of your house if that's how you deal in society in this day and age. Same thing with racists. I mean, a racist is not going to go, hey, let me write down on a receipt so everybody, my employer, everybody I know, everybody my kids know, everybody knows I'm a huge racist.
I have been in the closet too long with
yeah,
this.
Time, let me out this now over a $29 breakfast. Like, nobody does that. The people that actually are racist, you know, the actual white supremacists, right?
Yes.
They wear this stuff proudly. They go to meetings. They've got robes and you know, weekend barbecues and whatnot. they don't hide from this. They don't shrink from it. David Duke is not pretending to not be a guy who's a white supremacist. David Duke owns it.
Yeah.
He lives it. The closet white supremacists who are out there, I don't think they want to risk it by going, I'm going to put a noose in aisle 7 for giggles. And the idea that the local Wilmington chapter of the KKK thought it was a good idea to run in and put a noose and then run out. Again, I'm not buying this. It doesn't pass the common sense test. Of course, we hope that I'm right. I haven't been wrong yet, but
no.
Let's hope that I'm right.
I mean, how many of these have you called?
I call it right away. It's the Jesse Smollett thing. I call it right. The minute it happened, I
yes.
said, no way.
Nope.
No way. Also, let's think about this now for a second. You want to leave a noose as an act of intimidation. Why the hell are you picking Home Depot of all places?
Unless it's somebody from Lowe's.
You think that's, it's like a battle?
Yeah.
Or Rickles. Is Rickles still in business?
I don't know.
Remember those old sort of Pergamon? Maybe one of those old school kind of lumber yards.
They're disgruntled.
Ah, it's so dumb. Either that or it's somebody who hates the founder of Home Depot because
yes.
he's a big Republican donor.
I was just going to say that.
And then
Bingo.
Wants to do that.
Yes.
So that's
okay.
Right.
Yes, that is, that. I'm buying that.
You're buying that theory.
Yes. I think that since just recently we played the audio last week or the week before of the owner of Home Depot coming out against socialism and is a big, you know, supporter of Trump and is, yes, 100%.
See, isn't the timing of this quite suspicious?
That is true.
Last week, the owner of Home Depot is making national news. He's denouncing socialism and the media is saying he's a big Trump guy, big Trump donor. A week later, a noose in the
yes.
Wilmington Home Depot. Very, very convenient.
Very convenient.
Almost too convenient. Almost like it's staged. Yes, yes, Dawn.
Sorry.
Yes, Dawn.
They have surveillance video in every aisle. They have surveillance
right.
videos all over the place.
All over. Everything. Which is the other thing, too. Did the guy wear his white hood when he walked in to not be caught by the cameras? Because that might arouse suspicion.
Who's the guy in the white hood in aisle 10?
Is there a dude in a white sheet just walked in the Wilmington, Delaware Home Depot? Wilmington, the bastion of whiteness, did that really just happen?
White.
Is that
very
really?
White.
Or a guy who is really trying to keep his inner white supremacist Klansman-ness secret, but has to just get it out of his system, walks into a store where there's security cameras everywhere. Why not leave it at a casino? That's even easier. You definitely won't get caught by their cameras. No, I'm sorry, but this doesn't pass the test on. It's the Fugazi. It's a Fugazi. Now here's Joe is in Merchantville. Joe, good morning. Am I right, Joe?
It is a Fugazi. That's the expression my claims vice president uses all the time. It's a Fugazi because Home Depot, I'm a fraud investigator, and Home Depot has cameras in every aisle covering every angle, and they would know in 5 minutes who did this.
Right.
I don't believe it happened.
If it happened, it's done by somebody who wants to get paid, right?
I would think so.
Well, somebody who's so triggered by this, they want Home Depot to write them a million-dollar check. Or somebody who wants to frame Home Depot to make the owner look like he supports this kind of stuff.
Well, this is the new slip and fall case scenario. You throw glass of water on the floor, and then you lay down next to it, and then someone comes and finds you, and you're laying there moaning. I mean, we get those kind of cases all the time.
So are you actually seeing a rise in this kind of fake hate crime stuff going on in the insurance industry?
You know what? I've been a talk radio listener since 1990, and I've never called. And then I've called your show twice, 2 days in a row.
See that?
So, yes.
Boom.
Yesterday was, I had to disagree with you. Yesterday, the guy that you were talking about, he sounded like Will Ferrell's version of Harry Carey. That's who he sounded like.
Interesting. Interesting. Of course, the congressman now, our top three, we've got Sylvester the Cat, Snuffleupagus, Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss and Daffy Duck.
And Daffy Duck. So. You'd like us to also try him with Will Ferrell's version of Harry Carey.
I don't know where I can
if you do that, I will join the army.
Well, listen, you can't bribe me like that. It's not how this works. You understand that, right?
He's a
I'm an investigator. I get bribed all the time.
I bet you do. All right, Joe, well done. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210 is the number.
I have the three ready whenever you want to.
It's the what, new though? Slip and fall case.
Yeah,
it's a new slip and fall.
Right. That's a definite headline right there. Joe's right. Because again, it's the look, I'm triggered, or I'm going to frame somebody or something like that. As an act of intimidation, just randomly leaving a noose in the aisle of Home Depot doesn't do it. It's not going to achieve your goal. By the way, the prefab crosses for the burning, they have a kit now. It's in the back of Home Depot. Oh, it's easy.
It makes it easy.
Makes it easy.
Yeah.
One-stop
sure.
shop. It's a sin. It's a sin, Dawn. It is a sin. Sin. What are these white sheets doing here in Bed Bath & Beyond? I'm triggered. Because it's Bed Bath & Beyond, and there's white sheets somebody opened and left on the bed. Nope, I think it's a Klan's robe, and now I need $50,000.
Yep.
I'm just saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll be wrong. This could be the one time. This could be the one time. Here's what I know. If I'm wrong, we'll know it because it'll be national news. If I'm right, we will never hear of this story ever again. The media will pretend like, what's Home Depot? What is it? Wait, what? There will not be a follow-up. Am I right?
You're right.
Right? So the only way we'll know if I'm right is if you don't hear about this story ever again. That's it. That's the only way you'll know.
Yes.
Then you'll know that I was right. 855-839-1210. Not one of these things has been proven to be true.
Nope.
Not one.
Not one.
Not a one. It's almost like the people that do fake hate crimes need to go to a class or something on how to properly do this. They don't seem to be the smartest bunch out there. You know what I mean? And again, I'm not in no way accusing the woman who was in that clip. I think she sounded sincere. She probably just saw it. And then, which also makes me think the intended goal was to smear Home Depot.
Right. Maybe to upset somebody.
Yeah, because the founder is now a Trump guy. Trump's America. They're now selling nooses in Home Depot. You know what I mean? It's 6 months, 0% financing. So.
But Joe's right. Last.
But Joe's right. There are cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Because
I always, when the boys were little and they would run around, I'd say, look up. See these cameras? They're watching you.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Eye in the sky. Everywhere. So good luck pulling that off. You know what I mean? Good luck pulling that off.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.